At one point, I took the kids out to the beach, the mangrove beach, to on a field trip to draw all the elements of the mangrove that they could see and things that ordinarily they wouldn't think about, like the little squiggly bits and bits of algae that have washed up amongst the mangrove and the little worms on the ground. And the children were encouraged to draw all of these things that they could see.
What is the value of doing this?
I think kids need to connect with the landscape in a way where they look at the smallest as well as the largest. It's easy to talk about dolphins and dugongs, but the poor little green paddle worm is a bit forgotten, and he's just as important because he winds up being somebody's dinner. And the whole of the environment is interdependent, and it's lovely to explain this to kids who often don't realise it, and they're fascinated when you say, this goes with this, and that eats that, and this lives here, and it brings it to life, really.
You call them environmental science art workshops, and there's two words there together, science and art, which aren't normally combined, I would have thought. How do these two things combine to become a single workshop?
Science and art, those lovely sisters have always complemented each other, because there's no discovery without documentation. And our documentation these days is a little more sophisticated, mostly with photographs, but things still have to be drawn. There's a long history of that. And this is perhaps, the kids could just take photos, but that happens rather quickly, whereas when you take the trouble to draw a thing, you really, really look at it carefully. So the kids draw everything they find with the eye of a scientist, and then when they come back to the school, they work on a large painting with the eye of an artist.
I'm thinking, I suppose, the instant example I think of is botanical drawings, where people
exactly.
may have seen plants or the classic sort of butterfly or moth image.
Beautiful, beautiful. I often show kids those pictures because they're terribly inspiring.
You've done these workshops in different parts of Western Australia. It's the first time you've been up to One Arm Point. How is the work of the One Arm Point kids different to kids that you've worked with in Perth?
Well, kids in One Arm Point are more connected, of course, to the landscape. Sadly, kids in Perth sometimes don't even go to the beach. And all of the One Arm Point kids knew the names of every edible creature in the ocean. So,
yeah. I mean, and did that connection, though, I mean, sometimes when you're amongst these things, you tend not to notice them. You know, you mightn't see them. Were the kids surprised almost by the abundance around them, or were they very aware of it?
No, they were surprised by the abundance, because I would stop and make everyone look in a rock pool and say, look at this squiggly thing, and they'd all go, what's that? They might not have looked at it before, because their focus is looking for bush tucker from the ocean. So, and they've got words for it all. In fact, this workshop took place in with a lot of emphasis on the Bardi language, and I had been given the words for all of the elements of that we put in the painting. So the kids were using the words the whole way through, and when I tried to say them, of course everybody fell about shrieking with laughter. And when I said, for example, okay, who's going to paint the manjil manjil, and that's a mud skipper, well, of course I said it wrong, so everybody laughed their heads off, and every time they had to correct me, they actually repeated the words over and over. Yeah. And learnt it even better.
We're speaking to Angela Rossen, who's an artist with a special interest in the ocean, and she's been running an environmental science art workshop with the kids at the primary school at One Arm Point. But as you mentioned, their kids are pretty connected with the marine environment. What do you think they learnt from the process with you, Angela?
I hope that they got a sort of an overview, a big picture, that the small things are the macro invertebrates are as important as the larger things. And I talked to them about the importance of a clean environment and the impact, human impacts that can have devastating results, you know, spilling petrol from a boat or chucking rubbish on the shore. And it's good for kids to see that in a practical way, because when you say don't litter, it doesn't really make any sense, like saying, behave yourself. It's a silly thing to say. You know, what you have to say is, the shore's precious. It belongs to you, and you can look after it in these ways.
Tell me about the final artwork that the kids produce, which is at the end of this program.
I paint the background. It's a large painting, 2.4 metres long and 1.2 metres high. So I painted in a background of a mangrove beach with nothing on it except the mangroves. And the kids painted in all of the birds, the insects, bats, fish, macroinvertebrates, crocodiles, reptiles that might come down to the mangrove, and filled it, populated it with all of these creatures. So it was kind of a wild abundance of living things.
Do you find that the children are of all a common ability, I suppose, or are there kids who are outstanding at this particular, at observing and reproducing this sort of stuff really well compared to others?
I think all children are talented. I think we learn how not to be talented as we grow up. I've never found a child who wasn't talented. But it's a fact that Indigenous children have an innate understanding of line and colour and design. It's stitched into the very fibre of their being. And when they draw, it's just beautiful, always beautiful.
Where's the final artwork hanging?
At the school, of course. It belongs to the school. But each child's taken home their own beautiful little paintings on paper. So everybody takes something home, and then the school keeps this wonderful big painting, which is a source of pride for everyone.
Are you going to be back in the Kimberley soon, Andrea?
I hope so.